Student Group Calls for Hong Kong to Build the Wall to Keep China Out. By Francis Martel on August 27, 2019. Progress USD, a student group at Hong Kong's University of Science and Technology, triggered the ire of college administrators on Monday, who condemned a Facebook post by the group urging the construction of a wall between Hong Kong and China to ensure independence from communism. Progress USD has for years called for the establishment of an independent, sovereign Hong Kong state, encouraging support for Hong Kong's identity as separate from China's. The group's demands, as listed on the social media site, are far from the more moderate requests the main pro-democracy movement is presenting to its government, most prominently direct election of its lawmakers. On Sunday, Progress UST published an image on Facebook demanding full secession from China by October 1, China's National Day. China has imposed high pressure on Hong Kong for many years, affecting Hong Kong's economy, eroding Hong Kong's culture, and endangering Hong Kong's sovereignty, the post read. On October 1, 2019, Hong Kong people will have to make their voices and their claims heard and let everyone around the world know that Hong Kong needs to cut ties with China. The group makes three big demands: mandatory repatriation of Chinese people in Hong Kong, the shutdown of all Chinese company operations in Hong Kong, and the creation of a border between Hong Kong and China. Professor Wei Shai, the head of the Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, GUST, sent a letter to students and faculty on Monday denouncing the hatred in the Progress USD Facebook post. GUST condemns such messages, and we can't stay idle while these individuals staged such an act without revealing their identities, Shai wrote, according to the South China Morning Post. The student group had challenged the very basic principles of the city's existence and injected the campus with hatred and an absurd message. As the group posted the message anonymously, Shai did not state the school would take immediate action against any particular student directly, though he noted that the university student union had been urged to respond to the posting, potentially with an investigation into who came up with Progress USD's demands. According to the Morning Post, Progress UST was founded in 2012, 2 years before the major pro-democracy protests of the Umbrella Revolution. Much of its work has been to promote patriotism for Hong Kong, not just for China, by organizing events to cheer on Hong Kong athletes and other prominent competitors. The protests began in June in response to the proposed extradition law, which would require the extradition into China's notoriously unjust prison system of anyone present in Hong Kong, including foreigners. Communist law severely restricts freedom of speech, religion, and other fundamental rights, alarming Hong Kongers who fear a situation in which they are disappeared into Chinese prison for speaking well of capitalism or ill of China's human rights abuses. Protesters have been adamant that they are not attempting to secede, instead accusing China of violating the one country, two systems policy that allows Hong Kong to self-govern. This weekend marked the 12th of protests, and the first in which police fired live ammunition at protesters. After a largely peaceful protest in the Xuanwan neighborhood on Sunday, police stormed at the protesters with tear gas and a water cannon, another weapon first used against peaceful protesters this week. After the protest concluded, a small group began attacking local Mahjong parlors, accusing them of having ties to triad gangs. Police have confirmed that individuals involved with triads have violently attacked protesters at the behest, the protesters' suspect, of the Chinese Communist Party. Hong Kong police told reporters that one officer fired a warning shot at the protesters attacking the Mahjong parlors because he felt his life was in imminent danger. Hong Kong's chief executive, the China loyalist Carrie Lam, issued a public statement Tuesday accusing protesters of having brazenly acted against the law and asserting she would not accept the five demands. "It is not a question of not responding, it is a question of not accepting those demands," she insisted. "As of today, the Hong Kong government is still confident that we can deal with this two-month-long social dispute ourselves, and I believe that it is also the hope of the general public that we deal with it ourselves. The best basis for this is the rule of law," Lam said. Lam added that Hong Kong officials will examine the current law and its failure to properly shut down the protests so far. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.